Welcome to the Multimedia Men and Women Podcast. This is episode number 56. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics. I'm here with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center.
Hey.
Andrew Conway, local filmmaker in Dallas.
Yes, hello.
And Susan Kamyab from Irving Community Television and ThisChicksFlix.com.
Hey.
We believe Gwen Reyes from Fresh Fiction TV is out of town. And Gadi Elkan from Selig Film News is on his way, but we don't know where he is yet. Hopefully he didn't stop. Or hopefully he stopped and got us food. Who knows?
Probably not.
But we haven't been here for a couple weeks, but we're glad to be back. Let's talk about the movies that came out this week. What was the big movie? Insurgent? Who saw it?
Me.
You?
Am it was really terrible. The only one who saw it?
Well, nobody likes that movie.
I like the first one.
How did you like the first one?
It's a sequel to Divergent, if you didn't know.
Divergent is actually, I think it's good.
Oh, welcome, Gotti's here. He just got here with no food.
What does insurgent mean? What's the definition of insurgent?
Oh, to be insurgent in something.
Honestly, I don't really know. I like Divergent a lot, and I thought it had really good character development. I like how... It's like the first hour is just training, and I thought that was interesting, and I like the characters, or at least I like Triss, but Insurgent is just a fun filler.
And you like the new short haircut of Shailene?
Well, it's fine, makes her look more badass. Oh, and of course I'm in love with Miles Teller. And he's even, there's more Peter in this film, and he's like... You would have liked him.
He's just like the one-liner guy.
I'm sure I would have liked Miles Teller. Yeah. That doesn't make
He doesn't really
good
do
movie.
Anything. He's just the one-liner
guy. Have y'all seen him recently?
Like, he's gotten big.
He's cut like I've never seen him.
For his new boxing movie. Yeah. He's in a biopic.
Vinny Paziano.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shailene had her hair cut short when we all interviewed her.
I know.
Yeah.
She was filming then, so we got to be a part of that.
Because she cut it short for Fault in Our Stars.
She
and just kept
short
it.
Fault in Our Stars.
That's true. But
and added some blonde highlights.
Yeah.
She
cut it short for Fault in Our Stars.
I have.
We just said that. Literally.
I haven't seen Insurgent, but I would say don't go see
okay,
it.
If you didn't like Divergent, don't waste your time. You're not going to like Insurgent. But if you like Divergent, it's a decent, like, fun. It's fun.
I'm sure it's terrible.
It's fun.
The other movie that came out, I don't know if anybody saw, it's called The Gunman with Sean Penn and Idris Elba.
I mean, it's his Taken, yes.
It's a great cast.
Same director as Taken 2.
You know, I think that has a lower run.
Isn't that Oliver Megaton or something like that?
I think that's Pierre.
Okay.
Pierre
Morel. What was Megaton?
Megaton's the third one, I thought.
Just to clarify, The Gunman has a 13% on Rotten Tomato, and Taken has
32. We're both failures. Yeah, yeah. Both
are about like an 8%. That's sad.
So that was that good?
No.
All right.
It was okay.
Moving on from those shit.
Go there,
this is your favorite.
We have more movies this year.
I know. That's why I'm moving on to them. Calm down.
Calm down.
All right. Moving on to the better movies. There's a movie I think you saw, Deli Man.
Oh, loved it.
All right. So it's if you're not familiar with Houston, but there's an awesome deli, Jewish deli in Houston called Kenny and Ziggy's. I highly recommend it. It's awesome.
It's worth the
eat
trip.
There.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in Houston. So I guess Ziggy of Kenny and Ziggy's was in town. Gotti got to talk with him and saw the movie. So it was a documentary about his...
yes and no.
He was at the Angelica.
Strictly, it is exclusively at the Angelica.
Yeah, and he was there hanging out. His shirts are hilarious.
It's all cartoons, too.
So what's he like?
Facebook, he's a funny dude. Well, basically, it's more than just a story about delis and deli meats. It's almost the history of the Jewish people. This director, his quest, I think, is to make, like, the history of Jews through different types of weird little niches, like delis. And he met Ziggy, fell in love with Ziggy, and started to make the story kind of follow him. But it visits all the major New York delis, goes through all the history of it. The cool thing about Ziggy is his connection to Dallas. He's always wanted to bring up Ziggy's up here.
He hasn't found one yet.
He hasn't found a location.
Because of the parking, he told me. Because he can't find
a
place to
a big parking lot because of he's got to throw in, you know, 1,000 people an hour type thing. Like, a deli isn't about fine dining sitting down. It's, you know...
There's a lot of people. I feel like there's enough parking in Dallas, but because, like, in Houston, it's in a shopping center with a whole lot of people. Like, a whole lot of big stores and...
But it's kind of separated on its own corner, too. Like,
no, I mean, it's in the center. Kenny and Ziggy's in the center of, like, big stores in the middle of Bane.
Well, they could do it here. I just don't know if he's found his perfect property.
I hope he does, because it'll be the best one, because Dallas's Jewish delis have gone downhill so far. There's not really a good one anymore.
Well, someone asked him about Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we're not going to get any Jewish deli sponsors for Dallas.
But he said that, you know, you do have some delis here, but I wouldn't call them.
They're not good.
Yeah.
Either, so back in growing up in the 80s and 90s, all these Jewish delis were owned by Jewish people. And then they sold them to the Chinese or Asian people.
Vietnamese people.
Yeah, Cindy's, that's true. And then Deli News closed down their one location. Now they have the one location over at Campbell and Preston open, and it's gone downhill too. Just not the same.
Well, why don't you open up a deli?
Yeah.
I would love to, but I don't want to be in the restaurant business.
Shop. That'd be hilarious.
Call it what?
Comic book deli shop. That'd be really hilarious.
That would be sweet.
Just give away a comic book each meal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more than just a film about Ziggy, but his story is definitely so hilarious and funny. And what he's done, I mean, he's classically trained the Cordon Bleu in London. The guy's very talented chef.
It shows in his restaurant.
But he loves making it strong.
Yes. I mean, it's good. Everything there is good, from the matzo ball soup to the omelet. Everything there is good.
And he's bringing in new things. He had to take off some things like brain, luncheon stew, which is all like lungs and stuff, because no one orders that, right?
Well, their menu's like
it's classic.
6 pages long and like so 3 feet.
Yeah.
Big fan of yes.
It's really good. And another movie that came out this week, which I highly, highly recommend, is called It Follows.
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome.
Did y'all not hate the ending, though?
I love the ending.
I read more on it, and about his ending, and he said how the movie kind of starts as a nightmare anyways. Like, real nightmares don't have a beginning or end, so...
Yes,
a lazy way of saying I didn't finish it.
No way!
I thought they finished it perfectly because it leaves you open. Like,
it's
is
open
it really
ended.
Somebody
yeah.
following them again? Or?
Yeah, that's how they are doing these things these days.
How many times did y'all scream in this movie? Because I was in the screening with you.
There were two or three times.
Three times.
Yeah, two or three times.
Do y'all remember watching Babadook on your computer screen? How many times you screamed at Babadook?
There were two or three times.
No.
It's a lot scary.
This is more psychological, though. That's the whole thing.
No, it's
they're
just
both psychological.
It looks beautiful.
No, I didn't necessarily scream as much. Babadook, I was just in this like constant
tense.
I just don't understand how this is being hyped as the best horror film of the last decade. When it's not the best. Last
I think
six months.
Well, one of the best. It's not saying it's the best.
Well, everyone's talking about this as if it's great, and
but people still love Babadook also though.
Yeah,
so.
They said this year, not for the decade.
They've IndieWire.
They said the same thing for Babadook too, though.
I agree with Babadook.
Babadook was worth it, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is on the same.
Babadook had the better acting, the better,
story, better everything. It looked.
It's doing really well at the Angelica right now too, since we're going to are playing it this week.
It Follows.
It Follows doing great.
It's really good.
It Follows is more of like that's another kind of 80s feel to it too.
Well, because this one doesn't
as the guest or drive or anything like that. This wasn't as visually stunning. I mean. I think we all like her.
Well, I know your problem is because they don't explain any of the backstory.
There's no...
It just puts you right into
it.
That's the thing.
If it's a thing on STDs, if it is a play on that, why aren't we seeing the people that had sex with them as the people following them? Like, at least keep track of...
Kind of like American Werewolf in London.
Something that's a connective tissue. You don't connect any tissues in this movie. You don't figure out anything.
But I thought it was awesome, just like the randomness of... things that would follow
so
you, like the old people, the crazy people. I thought that was awesome because it was scary. You're like, because you don't know who, like,
know.
Is this somebody
but
coming at me?
Yeah, the beginning's great, and then it sucks from then on.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I mean, how the beginning was awesome was like, this
actually,
should scare me, and then I thought, where the hell is it going? And it didn't get there, even when she's being rolled up. This, she never, it's terrible.
Oh, I don't think
but you just said you liked
it.
All right, there's a movie coming out that I watched. It's called Backcountry. It looks really... B-A-C-K. It's kind of... Remember that movie Open Water? Where
the
I didn't want to watch that.
People were stranded in the ocean.
Sure.
It's kind of like that, but in the forest with a bear. It's really good.
You say the bear wins.
That's what?
It's real. I'm not saying anything, but yeah, it's called Backcountry. It's awesome. It's really good.
It's not even on IMDb.
Yeah, no.
Where's it coming out?
There it is.
There you go.
It's one word.
Backcountry. Yeah, it's really good. Belfour's in it. What's his name?
Eric. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
And so this is a straight to DVD movie.
No, it's VOD in theaters.
I think it's the fact that Serena went straight to DVD.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. We're going to move on to stuff that comes out next week.
Well, I'll say it's one thing more about It Follows. Like, it did so well this like weekend that they're pulling the VOD to let it stay in theaters longer.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of crap for that, though, because they purposely they didn't put enough theaters on purpose. They wanted to make a VOD release of it, and now they're putting in over 1,000. Like, they have to have a better plan than that. This is
because they're doing a Radius does a certain model, and then Weinstein comes in and said, "Hey,
it's
no."
It's a horror film in the summer. You know it's going to sell, especially with a young actress that's already hit big with Guests. Like
She hasn't hit big yet. She has not hit big. You tell people.
No one's seen Guests, unfortunately.
That's true.
Who has even?
I've seen Flying Monkeys, her first film, which is hilarious.
How do you say her name? Micah Monroe. All right. Let's talk about movies that come out next week. We all pretty much agree that the biggest box office thing next week will be Get Hard, Kevin Hart, and Will Ferrell.
I guess, yeah.
Which looks like the same movie they've done the past few years. And then...
Never Together, though.
Never Together. Yeah. But, it'll be interesting. And then Home. Did anybody see Home yet?
No.
Animated movie probably.
It looks cute.
DreamWorks needs a hit because they're cutting people like crazy.
So the voices in that are Jim Parsons and Rihanna, or she just have a music?
No, she is. She's the main girl. Jennifer Lopez and Steve Martin.
Oh, go Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Boo Jennifer Lopez.
Why? You're just alienating people left and right from this podcast.
That I liked? Who? Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
I guess she'll never be on this podcast.
She's one of our listeners.
List of people I'll never be on this podcast.
Does anybody really like Jennifer Lopez? Seriously?
Do you watch American Idol?
Out of Sight? Come on.
Fuck no. Who watches American Idol still?
Me.
You're the only person.
But Brian, you don't have TV though, so it's, you know.
I absolutely have TV.
American Idol is an American treasure.
You're a cable cutter. It's cool.
Don't watch reality. There's another movie coming out called The Barber. It's an serial killer.
I haven't heard of that.
It's a serial killer movie. That's pretty sweet. Y'all
didn't take place at a barbershop, I'm guessing?
Does not take place at a barbershop.
Is it like Sweeney Todd?
It's not Sweeney Todd. It's better. And then you were... But yeah, look up... If you can find The Barber Plane... Are y'all looking it up?
I'm just trying to look it up
on IMDb. You're just making up movies.
I'm not making up movies. The Barber. Y'all did not get that.
Okay, it's on here.
All right. Who's the main guy again?
Scott Glenn?
Yeah, there's Scott Glenn and somebody else.
Oh, Stephen Tobolowsky? I can't remember.
Stephen Tobolowsky's in it.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Yes, he's from Dallas, but he's not the serial killer. There's
Chris
no,
Coy?
No, keep going.
Yeah, great movie so far.
Spoiler.
Archunga? These are like nobodies. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to
recognize.
There's also good movies on VOD like Walter or Treading Fish.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that. Serena, isn't that Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper? And it's not going to theaters.
So I thought they were doing a limited release in theaters, but
it's pretty much straight to VOD and DVD.
It's in New York and LA, but only in like 3 theaters. That.
How did that movie with those stars not get?
Yeah, it's crazy to me.
The same reason why we opened Danny Collins this movie.
Is Angelica or any theater opening in Dallas this week while we were young? The Ben Stiller movie?
What?
Yeah, it should be.
It's next week. It's
next week? Okay.
So it's New York, LA.
They're not going to do a screen for that?
They are.
Okay.
But it's not.
That's like, it looks so good to me.
No Bombax.
I love him. He did a.
Ben Stiller's in it.
He did divorce his wife for Jason Lee, but then. Broke up with her
for the first time ever.
Greta Gerwig.
Greta Gerwig. And
sort of like Nutty Museum.
Why can't I think of the name of the movie that I love that she was in?
Frances Ha.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think this would be Frances Ha.
I know it's not going to be Frances Ha, but still, I like his stuff.
Not Ben Stiller.
I can't find Barber on IMDb.
The Barber. The Barber. Type in The Barber 2000.
Jerry Stiller is in The Deli Man.
He is?
Worth it.
Really? Yes. How long is he in it?
He's in it.
There it is.
He's like the best Jews ever. Larry King is Larry.
It looks like another Taken movie with Scott Glenn as Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Scott Glenn's awesome, though.
Did you see it yet, or are you just promoting it?
I had a writer review it. They really liked it.
Is this 2014, though?
It has not been out yet.
Oh, in theaters Friday.
Yeah, there you go. Look, I'm not crazy. In theaters Friday.
It does say in theaters Friday.
Theaters or theater?
No, Barbara.
Well, says theaters Friday, but I'm assuming that maybe like...
It's New York. All
right, let's talk about... There's a couple movie thing, or a couple news things I want to talk about. Let's talk about... Okay. They're finally doing the Fraggle Rock movie, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to star.
It's going to be interesting. So is he going to play like the son maybe to the... Old man?
I mean, I feel like it's going to be like a Muppet movie. It's Jason Segel. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt reviving the Fraggle Rock.
But I like Jason Segel better.
Yeah.
I like both.
Hopefully he plays the garbage pile, because that'd be hilarious.
He's good in comedy when he's got, you know, John Lithgow.
And they can't have the old guy from Fraggle Rock because he died like last year.
It'll be fun.
Yeah,
I think it'll be bad.
It'll be awesome music.
I like Jason Segel better.
I wonder if they'll try to get Flight of the Conchords to do music for
it. By the way, did y'all see that vampire movie? That's the funniest
thing. I wanted to see that.
It's great.
I left my ass.
What's it called?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go see it immediately.
But is everybody excited for a Fraggle Rock movie?
Yes.
It's been a while.
How she said that, her eyes got really big.
Oh,
like,
I like anything.
He's in a warm
room.
Well, he's in The Walk coming up, too, which is the
much more
narrative version of Man on a Wire.
That trailer is creepy.
Yeah. It's his hair.
I'm afraid of heights.
So, another piece of interesting weird news. Snoop Dogg is teaming up with HBO to make a TV series.
How's that interesting or weird? He had his own reality show. So.
Like about his life?
No, it's like set in 1980s Los Angeles. It's going to be like a... TV
like West Coast, East Coast.
It's childhood, basically, ladies and gentlemen.
But Snoop Dogg, like, he's coming
Sorry, it's
so
Snoop
far.
Lion now.
It's because of Success of Empires.
Oh, is it Snoop Lion? Is he still going by Snoop Lion?
Yeah,
it's racist.
He's still going by
Snoop Lion. How is that racist? How is that racist?
Like that.
Empire was so successful.
Snoop
Lion. We need to tap
Snoop Lion is an empire?
Yeah.
your point on Empire, there are tons of networks wanting to do what Empire
exactly,
is.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, you
know what? Okay, YouTube has Glee started that.
Well, Glee's terrible.
But no.
Empire
not
is
the
terrible.
Season.
I know you're wearing
not
the sweatshirt.
The first season.
You really are.
The first season was good, but then it just went downhill.
I know it went downhill and it was shady, but the first
it was never
was
good.
And it's what launched like Smash and Empire.
But another thing about Empire is
the first season was awesome.
Empire is the first TV show to have a number
so
one
solid
album
then,
at the same time as being number one show on TV or on Fox.
Glee has a number one. Songs.
But from Glee, what? I know you like Glee, but Empire is so different.
So, Brian, do you have the number one Empire album? Did you buy it?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Not yet.
Why? What's waiting?
Who's
taking so long?
Empire?
Not
Gwen.
Me. Gwen.
Gwen. It's because Gwen wants me to watch it.
She wants everyone to watch it.
Okay.
But it's a good point.
Yeah.
Now we're going to see an influx of all these TV shows.
Well, the same thing, you know.
Brian, what are you trying to say?
What?
Hip-hop music.
Oh, hip-hop.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, well, whatever. Come on, Gotti.
Nothing racist in me.
Why are you baiting me?
We didn't say
the Big Bang Theory was great. They're going to come up with all these great, nerdy, white guy shows.
Well, there was a bunch before that.
Of course. That's, like, there weren't black
Like shows. Chuck or whatever? Wasn't that the kind of the same thing?
There's been music shows before.
You also have Nashville, which is the country version.
Gangster hip hop shows.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They have the which is great. The story of the Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A. Chip and I passed out. They told him it was $25 million.
Do deserve
to be in jail.
That kills people.
Another TV show that came out this week on Netflix was Bloodlines with Kyle Chandler.
I saw the first episode.
Isn't it good?
Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, really?
The ending's worth the whole thing. It's very very creepy. It's set in beautiful Key West, Key Largo, like South Florida. It's beautiful. The opening alone is just the beach, but the changing of like the sky over I don't know how many days, and it's gorgeous.
Doesn't Wayward Pines start this week, too?
It's soon.
Like Wayward Pines.
April has a lot of TV
I've
shows.
I've recommended this there. More than Wayward.
Terrence Howard on Success from Empires decided to move over to Wayward Pines.
That's M. Night Shyamalan, though.
Well, I think Terrence Howard filmed it before Empire, but Shyamalan, I think, only produced it.
Apparently, Terrence Howard's not dying on that show anymore because he apparently had a severe heart condition or something throughout the whole first season. And all.
Well, because it's based on
doing good?
Hamlet?
Okay.
No, Empire.
I guess.
It's based on what?
Hamlet or something? Was it, it's one of the Shakespeare plays.
Okay.
But Wayward Pines King looks Lear, really creepy and fun, and it's Matt Dillon, so he's...
Kyle Chandler.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, Kyle Chandler is awesome.
And
in
Ben Wilson.
Yeah.
For who? Are we talking about... I was talking about Wayward Pines.
Go skip Wayward Pines. It's no. Night Shyamalan.
And that needs a win. Hopefully it's good. He's got a solid cast, so we'll see.
You can watch all of Bloodline now.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
And if you like 30 Rock, go watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt because it's hilarious.
Is anyone watching the Ellie Kemper show on Netflix?
That's what I just said.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
The
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
What?
Well...
But
I
know
what it's called. But going back to Snoop Dogg,
yeah,
Snoop Lion.
It gets better. It builds.
No, it's back to Snoop Dogg. He's back to
Snoop. Is it Snoop Lion?
Whatever he wants it to be.
Well, who cares? He's not here. Just
so it's going to be. Is it about music or is it just about that time?
So I don't know. I imagine it's going to be about music and growing up in 1980s Los Angeles.
Who knows?
But I want to know if Snoop Lion was only for that album and if he's back to Snoop Dogg.
I think he's back to Snoop Dogg.
He's back to Snoop Dogg.
Did y'all ever watch his
nude
channel?
No.
No, Gotti, sorry. We want to watch Snoop Dogg together.
Snoop TV's pretty amazing.
Why aren't we watching that
Snoop Dogg
all
naked
the time?
Giving the weather?
No. Hot women naked giving the weather.
Okay.
Still, don't want to watch that.
He's a funny guy.
I'm looking forward to it. Snoop Dogg has come a long way from his first rap album to working with Martha Stewart to working with Will Ferrell now to producing HBO TV series. It's crazy.
Doesn't he own some weed dispensaries now also?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
He's probably one of those.
Sure, that was one of the first things he invested in.
What are the biggest rap artists like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? They're two that have really like...
Jay-Z's not big.
Well, Jay-Z is really big.
All of them are billionaires basically.
Well, Dre got all his money from Beats.
Well, Apple Bottom, yeah.
And Jay-Z all his money from...
And then, there's, old school ones like Nas who were like in the community beloved.
But Snoop Dogg has put his hands in everything, unlike, I think,
Dr.
Dre.
Who does
music for
Empire? Isn't that, who was that?
Pharrell.
No.
Isn't it John Legend?
No.
36 Mafia?
It's like Nas, but it's not. It's the other guy.
Warren G.
RZA.
Nate Dogg.
Wu-Tang Clan. Method Man.
Ray, how is that? We're just naming.
I know.
Every rapper.
Method Man was in The Wire. He was great. Or was it Red Man? No, it was Method.
It was Method.
It was Method. He was Cheese.
Yeah.
Mr. Cotter?
Sampled Mr. Cotter.
He was in The Wire. He was Prop Joe's nephew or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Is Cisco coming out of retirement? Is that who we're talking about?
The Thong Song Man?
Yeah. The song, man.
All right, let's
see.
Let's move on.
Other news?
No, we're going to talk about South by real quick because they just announced some of the awards
that
for South
sort
by.
Of other news.
All right, other news. The
Timbaland.
There you go. All right, good.
Still making beats.
He did all the music for Timbaland.
There you go. Go Timbaland. All right.
Hey.
Let's do.
Multi-million dollar.
Horrible.
Really good.
Yeah.
Y'all need to add it.
Lil Jon made his music fortune on and okay.
Just elongated okay.
Turn up.
Okay.
Turn up for what?
All right, let's talk about South by real quick. The audience award for the feature film went to Krisha, which is about a recovering alcoholic.
Is it a comedy or a drama?
It's a drama. It's a recovering alcoholic reconnecting with her family.
Decay.
And then the documentary feature was called Peace Officer, which is a look at how U.S. police forces are becoming militarized.
Was that also the audience awards or both?
Those audience awards for both narrative and documentary. And I wanted to say that the audience award for, I can't remember what category, but it was Michael Showalter's movie, Hello, My Name is Doris, which is awesome. We like Michael Showalter here. And Turbo Kid won Midnight.
Well, because we have...
Headliners is the...
Wet Hot American Summer coming back.
Okay. Huh?
Wet Hot American Summer is coming back.
That is true. And then Josh Oppenheimer's documentary, Look of Silence, won as well for like the festival.
It just looks really creepy.
Movie I'm most excited for.
At Diff? Yeah.
So excited.
It's like the reverse of...
Back to that feeling we had.
Act of Killing.
Of Act of Killing.
where we all had to go get alcohol afterwards.
She almost died.
But those are... I want to see Krisha. I don't think that's coming to Dallas. Neither is Peace Officer, I don't think. But is it... I thought My Name is Doris by Showalter was coming to Dallas. Is it?
As part of the festival?
Yeah.
I don't think it's part of the festival.
The list, but I'm sure one of them...
I'm sure...
Turbo Kid is.
Turbo Kid is definitely in Oppenheimer's.
Whenever they add on some...
Turbo Kid sounds awesome.
By material.
Yeah, that would be... I would like to see Showalter stuff because I like the Baxter. I like him.
It'd be fun to interview him. He's...
I would love to do like a Stella interview with him. That'd just like awesome. Have him in character as Stella or something like that. And just have
you should have a mustache.
Yeah, grow a mustache. Go.
Rip it off. We like him. All right. Let's talk about Pretty Woman.
That's all the South by news? That's it?
Just, I mean, what else do you want from South by?
What won the actual awards?
Well, okay, before, I don't know what won. I just know the
audience. Well, you would say also there's those deals for like, you know, Netflix picked up Mark Duplass's produced 6 years to go along with his already 6-picture deal.
Yes.
Which is
awesome. Thing. Go Duplass.
So Netflix was the first deal.
Do want to talk about South By, and now I'm unhappy about some of these festivals. I don't think some of these festivals... How some of these festivals... No, Diff does not do this. At least not yet. I don't like that these indie festivals are showing stuff like Fast and the Furious 7. Like,
Time out. South By has always shown these types of movies. The difference is you're considering South By an indie film festival. It is the largest.
It hasn't been any film festival outside
of. I wouldn't think of it indie.
But it's Fast and Furious 7. That's like
indie, and that's
why show it at a festival where other people can. Why
that makes a lot more sense.
What?
Well, when you have a small indie festival that's based on being a small indie festival like Sundance, and they play one of the biggest releases.
But Sundance isn't a small indie anymore. That's why they play Slam
Dance. Oh, Slam Dance! They're small indie.
Slam Dance because Sundance got too big.
But don't act like Sundance is saying, "Oh, we're big time." South By has always said, "We are big."
I know they're big time, but why show that movie? It's already going to get a big release. Why do they need a show with them?
Because you're the first one to show. It's the same reason why you do all of Judd Apatow's movies.
Yeah, why do they? Why do they show that either? And why do they show a working?
It's the exclusivity of it. You know? It's them saying, "Hey, we're getting the first premiere,"
but they're taking away people from seeing actually.
But Brian, if they didn't do that, there wouldn't be interactive. They needed to showcase. Think about it.
Would there be interactive?
No, I don't think so. Not if movies and music hadn't brought the big time people and made this thing money. Do you remember South By, like, way back in the day
when it was easier to go to? Yes.
It was easier to get to, and there was nothing sold out. It was a very different festival. It didn't have the clout that it has now. It can bring anyone in the world to South By.
And I actually enjoyed it better back then when it wasn't so
crazy. Of course you did, because we had access. Now it's kind of
it's too much.
There with access. It's the most expensive time ever to be in the city of Austin on the planet. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like...
But, I mean, you can't say that's not... I mean, that's how it's been able to do that. It's brought stars.
Yeah.
For those 3 weeks, Neil Young was down there. Everyone in music was down there. Everyone in film. Interactive brings the biggest people on the planet there. They hook, like, every major company's down there.
But I feel like Neil Young can, like, help another musician, whereas the people from Fast and Furious 7
do
not help another
musician. There's always... Music helps much more than film.
Yes.
I still think music has... Because there's so many more venues.
Like, South By brings over $250 million to Austin each year.
Crazy.
If you don't do South By, that city's not the same. You don't have the downtown expansion that you do.
I want it to be. It's like I don't understand why these...
The only way to do that is by having national press. And you know what? The Furious 7 was shown all over the damn planet because it was at South By and because it's this emotional thing. And Justin Bieber's show had to take out the jokes about Paul. Why? You can't make a joke about Paul Walker.
Are you saying you watched the Justin Bieber thing? Is what you're saying?
Oh yeah, it was funny.
Wait, they already aired it?
Yeah, it was
already
weekend.
Oh, I'm gonna watch that later.
I didn't think they aired it. They didn't air it yet.
I didn't think it was aired yet.
Yeah.
It was yesterday?
It was Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure that was funny, right?
Sure, as many as others.
Yeah,
You don't have a lot of material for us, kid.
You don't?
Not as much.
I mean, just
like
really.
Pamela Anderson.
The James Franco one was really funny.
It was okay. two of them were good. yeah. But this is kind of like having Michael Bay's Transformers at a fucking festival.
But
why?
You don't have to go watch that. There's a thousand other options.
I agree, but most people are going to go to that Transformers.
They should go to that.
Horrible.
So I can go to the one-on-one.
Well, you know what? And most of a thousand people can watch it, so the other.
I agree with you. You should go see the other stuff.
I feel like if you see everything else, you can go to Fast and Furious 7.
Would you want South By to be at the level of, like, the Diff, then?
I mean, I'm not saying
no
that, but I think
Diff,
they...
No offense, but I'm just saying.
Well, we all know Dallas International Film Festival and South By are way different on the spectrum. Because Diff has really only been doing it
guys
for...
Guys,
employment
Diff, guys, just so you know.
Hey, we all like Diff, but, I mean, you're comparing, like, Neiman Marcus to Mervyn's.
Well, right over there.
Mervyn's!
Hey,
they have great turtlenecks at Mervyn's.
Like you say, how much does Diff bring into Dallas, and how much, you said $250 million to Austin? It's apples and
well, because, well, Diff is, yeah.
Diff does okay, right?
Yeah, Diff is still growing.
It brings in money.
But, Love and Mercy, with John Cusack and Beach Boys' Brian Wilson, that's an indie film that you should see, but it's also got excellent big stars that probably won't get a very wide
release.
You're
making a statement much more about Hollywood, honestly, than you are about festivals, because that's a Hollywood thing. If Hollywood wanted to make better films, they obviously could, but they make money off this crap that we have to see, that we all have to go cover, so... That's a Hollywood question, not a festival question.
Yeah.
You can't blame South By for bringing material to their festival, to bring people to their festival. They're about bringing the masses there, and the whole world is centered on Austin, Texas for 3 weeks, and it's amazing.
As
Hollywood making shit
too.
Films is very different. If they want to blame DreamWorks, you know what, they're losing money now? You shouldn't have made such shitty films. And Weinstein, you should have made some weird-ass films. You did and ruined certain films by cutting things, and don't even get started on the bigger studios that make trash over and over again. That's
so you're okay with it. You're okay with all.
I'm
the
not
going to
go see it when I'm at the festival, but I'm okay with it being there because I will go see that other film.
Okay.
I think
I don't think I was mad about it just being there.
And you should be, but not at South By. You can't hate South By for doing that when that's what's big.
That's what keeps it going, though. You got to think about that. They have to use those big films to get the advertisers to come in because people aren't going to want to come see all these other indie films. They don't want to give you advertising dollars for that. Doritos isn't going to sponsor a freaking midnight movie, but they'll sponsor Transformers.
We would have survived without Doritos when they were giving out Dorito bags like 3 years in a row. Thank God for that.
Go Doritos.
It's free food and free drinks damn near half South By.
So I think we need those Hollywood movies because they allow everyone else to do those creative smaller movies. That's the way the system's set up. The business guys get to make their money off these big budget movies, but then all these guys get to do their creative passion projects.
The audience knows where to go.
We're not getting done
voting in. More people were at the Furious than any other film in South By.
Yeah, but I doubt.
But who won the audience award?
But I doubt Furious was even. Furious or Judd Apatow's movie was even on the ballot.
True,
they just showed it.
True, but that's
I heard it.
The reason why.
Like Spot
I heard Trainwreck was good.
Apatow's movie, yeah,
Trainwreck.
But that's an Apatow thing. That's
but
he's always done his previous.
But aren't film festivals for the in movies that need to be picked up and be
you
seen?
You saying South By doesn't find films?
They absolutely do. No, I know that, but it's...
There were lots of pickups
for,
at South By, though.
I know there was, but having movies like that...
Well, I agree with you. It's kind of shitty, but it's what you have to do.
It brings clout to festivals, too, like to have premieres. Like Spy World Premiere was in Austin.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, so, they... That's a bold choice. They chose South by Southwest to do it. So that's showing, how much Hollywood thinks of South by Southwest and how much it's grown because they trust a South by Southwest audience to show off this movie and to get good word of mouth.
Because by shining a light on Austin film, you get both.
Okay. All right.
Boom. They sold out, but they sold out for good reason.
I need a drink. That's all there is. All right. First up, before we
who's
move
stopping
on,
you?
Before we move on to Pretty Woman, I want to ask since Adam and Andrew went to Austin for South By to film some of the PA tours and the celebrities. Andrew did with Jason Statham and Melissa McCarthy,
Bobby Cannavale, Rose Byrne, and Paul.
Yes, and hold on, Adam did did
Love and Mercy.
Love and Mercy with John Cusack and Brian Wilson. What were the craziest questions that people asked when y'all were filming them? What was like the weirdest question or like the most awkward stuff?
Well, awkward stuff for Brian Wilson was when they were talking, I guess, how real it felt to him. He was like, he said he was actually terrified of Paul Giamatti's character because it made him remember the guy so like so well that he had to actually walk out of the theater. So yeah, so that was like, you know, interesting because I had no idea that whole story about Brian Wilson. So the movie was actually pretty informative in that regard.
All right.
But yeah, and Paul Dano is great as the younger. Brian Wilson,
yeah, really so that was like the craziest kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much the craziest thing.
Yeah, I was trying to just think. I felt like a lot of the people that got the opportunity to interview them weren't as prepared as they should have been because they asked some questions. Were like, come on, they asked like Jason Statham like if he would ever play a villain in a movie because all I've seen is him sort of as like an anti-hero, and I'm like. Guys, Furious 7, he's the main villain in it. Like, I feel like you guys should probably be doing your homework over here.
Because they should have been asking like more about doing comedy, because he isn't going to do comedy.
And like, pretty much every other question, Bobby kind of follows like, so you play villain all the time. He's like, I've only played villain in Boardwalk Empire and now this.
Yeah, have they not seen
and I'm like,
he's Station like, Agent or Woody Allen?
So he's like, I'm not always a villain. But yeah, it was funny. I think a lot of the questions were pretty straightforward, but I think the best one was probably they talked about like what sort of spy gadget they would take, and like of course everyone thought like you know Bobby Cannavale was all like I want the money that a spy would have access to, and Paul's like I would love the fancy suits and all this the apparel you get to wear because Paul Feig is. Dresses. That's he's known for dressing. But the funny thing is, like Jason Statham's like, oh, I didn't even think that serious. I was like, I would love like an ejector seat in my car, so I can fly on top to. So that was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
That was great. It was great. So yeah, there was some good. You know, mm-hmm. Jason was actually a pretty. You know, they used him a lot in this movie as sort of like the straight arrow guy and sort of playing like his typical guy, but off of you know. Melissa McCarthy, and he said there was some funny behind the scenes stuff, like where he's like hanging off Melissa McCarthy, and he's got like climb up her body, and he said I'm like so awkward because he don't like grab bits. He's like I don't want to grab bits and pieces. I'm not supposed to grab. But Paul's like get in there, just grab a handful. So it was, it was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Oh, cool.
How were they with y'all?
Yeah,
because y'all are there in the room a lot.
Are they all nice?
They were nice. Like you know, I guess, but John Cusack was all busy. You know, some guy tried to joke around with him, and he. Didn't have it, and he was serious because it's a drama. It's a serious movie. I don't want to, you know, I don't answer that question.
Really?
Yeah.
No one brought in.
But he was, he just kept praising Brian Wilson. He said you should definitely check out the set. There's, they did sessions for Pet Sounds and for Smile, like so you can see his process of making the actual album and listen to it. So it's really interesting to have him say those things. You should just go check out. Like Brian, and then they asked him like what their favorite song was, and Brian Wilson said "California Girls" is his favorite Beach Boys song, which is what I thought was surprising. But yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, it's a good movie. You know, you know the music is awesome. So John Cusack.
Have you seen Spy?
I didn't get a chance to actually see it, but like they were actually really great. But you know, it's so crazy with stuff like that. Is like the time frame? There's so much stuff and you had to fit in this small schedule. And so, you know, they didn't have a lot of time to like actually talk and joke in between things because they were all very nice and they were, you know, they actually acknowledged us, which is something. Cause a lot of times some people are just so focused on doing the thing that they don't have time to like, they don't care to actually say hello or thank you but they were there with the pleasantries and everything.
Nice.
I felt, you know, they were on such a tight schedule.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, South by stuff. Let's move on. Are you okay, Gotti? You got
me.
All right. Let's move on to Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman came out March 23rd, which is tomorrow, 1990. It had a budget of $14 million. $14 million. It made $464 million, and it is the highest-grossing romantic comedy still.
Wow,
which is crazy. Interestingly enough,
unless you
Big Fat Greek
Titanic is a
that's not a romantic comedy.
Big Fat Greek Wedding was pretty good.
Yeah.
It would not it like made a little bit less than Pretty Woman. Originally Pretty Woman was intended to be a very dark drama cautionary tale of class and prostitution.
Yeah.
Where
it is a dark film in my opinion.
Well, with like Viv,
it's darker.
Julia Roberts' character Vivian was supposed to be addicted to hardcore drugs, and like Edward's supposed to throw her out of her car and leave her, like, and then that's it for the relationship. But it's interesting, and you know who changed that? Jeff Katzenberg said, like, y'all should make this a romantic comedy fun film. Jeff Katzenberg, out of everybody,
he just changed the career of Jerry Marshall because Jerry went
Gary.
We're on a Jerry name basis.
Jerry when you need him. Sorry. But his whole career changed after Pretty Woman. He became much more of a comedic director.
He did. And it's so interesting, the amount of people that they wanted for the roles of Richard Gere and Julia Roberts is crazy. So for Richard Gere's role, they wanted originally Christopher Reeve, Daniel Day-Lewis, Denzel Washington, and Al Pacino.
Pacino read for it.
Yes, he did.
And read with Julia Roberts.
I've really seen Denzel Washington doing that role.
That was pretty young, Denzel. So that was right after Glory, right?
Yeah, because Richard Gere had gray hair by this point.
But he was still young back then.
It was brownish.
I can see Christopher Reeve doing that really well.
I would love
then.
To see
right
that.
After, like, when was Superman? Late 80s?
Oh, which one?
The first one.
Well, that was 70s, wasn't it?
No.
Superman was like 75 or 77, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely not 90s. So, there's a ton of fucking people they wanted for Julia Roberts' role, Vivian, and so many people turned it down. They originally wanted Karen Allen, the chick from Indiana Jones.
Oh, crazy
so
Karen.
No.
Then they wanted Molly Ringwald, but she turned it down because she felt uncomfortable
too
with
good,
the content
yeah.
of the script. Then they looked at Winona Ryder, but she turned it down. And Jennifer Connelly they wanted, but she was too young.
Meg Ryan.
They wanted Meg Ryan. They went to Michelle Pfeiffer, Daryl Hannah, and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, my
God. Before.
Oh,
and so back in 1990, remember Julia Roberts back in 1990 had only done basically Steel Magnolias.
Mrs. Pizza.
Yeah.
She was not known. And so she was like, sure, I'll do the part. And then that. I mean, she became the big time she was
there's
after this movie. But that's crazy how many people they look for this movie and how it originally. So the guy who wrote this movie went on to write Under Siege, Under Siege 2.
Really?
He hasn't done a romantic comedy since then.
Wow.
It's really funny. But I thought it would be interesting to see. Like, I mean, I'm glad it's because it's such an iconic movie as far as like it's a fun romantic comedy and it ends up well, but. It could have, like, been crazy. Because I looked up other prostitute movies and, like, stuff like Leaving Las Vegas or, like, My Own Private Idaho. It could have gone dark like that. I mean, you still have Risky Business and Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, but there's also, like, Taxi Driver, which is dark shit.
I agree with Susan, though. It's pretty dark.
It is dark.
If you look at it now, today, like, rewatching
it.
Rewatch it,
I feel a little, like...
Yeah, but isn't
crazy.
It the whole Cinderella
yeah.
story?
I feel
kind
dirty.
Of like...
Well,
it took her dress off, and it was a whore.
When they start out...
Beg to differ. Just kidding.
I'm just saying, they start out, and, like, it's not... The whole actual situation that he's, like, bought her for the time being... Stuff is kind of.
But he doesn't actually want to sleep with her.
It's morally ambiguous.
It was
right?
3,000.
Yeah, the original title of the film was 3,000, and they stopped it because they thought people would think it was a sci fi movie.
Yeah, that's what.
But that's really funny. No, I think that's. I mean, Pretty Woman, yeah, you got the song from Roy Orbison.
Jason Alexander kind of creeps me out.
He's awesome.
He tries to
like,
rape her, basically.
Oh, yeah.
It's a prostitute.
So
what are you supposed to do?
You don't rape prostitutes. You pay for them.
I'm sure you would have left money.
Once again,
yeah, you leave money
ambiguous.
Afterwards. More the ambiguous. That's our new title for our podcast.
Yes.
More the ambiguous. But it, it's still around people. They just can't. I mean, 1990, what is that? That's 25 years? Holy shit.
Is it 25?
Were you born in 1990?
I was two.
You were two, so you were born in 88?
Yeah.
Okay. Holy God. But I remember when this came out, I saw it in the theater with my parents. I mean, I didn't understand some of it, but I was like, well, it's fine. But it ends up well.
It does. It has a very... probably one of the top endings for romantic comedies.
Well, because she's became the princess.
Basically. Kind of it is sort of a very dark Cinderella story, I guess you could say.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, let's recast it.
Yeah.
Like we usually do.
How many characters do you...
Yeah, I did four. I did Philip Stuckey, which was Jason Alexander. I did James Morris, which was Ralph Bellamy. That was Ralph Bellamy's last movie.
Wait,
who's that?
Why
who's
that? Bellamy? Why would you like...
Yeah, who's that?
Like Hector Elizondo's character, who's like kind of like...
Oh, let's do... Okay, let's do that too.
Yeah, the best friend. I think you need her.
I don't even know who Ralph Bellamy's character is.
He got
Kit.
You
gotta have Kit. I did Kit. What is like...
How many did you recast?
Four.
Five? Okay, we'll do five.
But I don't know that person you're talking... Who are you talking about?
You've got Richard Gere.
Yes.
Richard Gere,
got
Jason Alexander,
yes.
Hector Elizondo,
Roberts,
Julie Roberts,
Kit,
and then Kit.
Okay.
James Morris was the guy that...
He's just his boss, though.
Yeah, Richard Gere's boss, yeah.
I don't remember.
The
son had more scenes
in
the
okay.
Fuck me, right?
Yeah. I'm still going to recast.
We could do the girlfriend of Jason Alexander.
I don't remember that.
The redhead
is
a
little
bit
kitchen with
Amy
Esmond. I'll do
five.
Just the five we just said.
All right, who are we starting with?
I guess do Hector.
Hector?
Hector? The fairy godmother, if you will.
No, do you?
I choose Billy Crystal.
James Morris for Ralph Bellamy. All right, I'll recast.
You look marvelous.
You're the only one
that
has that do that.
All right, James Morris, who was originally played by Ralph Bellamy, I'll put William Shatner.
Well,
okay.
I don't know who this is, so.
He was kind of.
Fine,
yeah,
you got it right.
That
would be fun.
Good for you.
Sure.
There you go.
William Shatner.
You motherfuckers.
I would have gone with
I say
James
Gary
Spader
Marshall as the making a return.
Supposed to be older.
Return.
Gary Marshall.
James is pretty
or old. Jerry Marshall.
You're on. I
Dick Van Patten.
All right, so who are we casting?
Kathleen Turner.
Barney Thompson. Hector Elizondo.
Hold on.
Hector is the fairy godmother role.
Who originally played him?
Hector
Elizondo.
Who's also in Unnecessary Roughness.
He's in pretty much all of
he's
Kenny
in every
Marshall's.
Jerry
Marshall's.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's just a good luck charm.
Okay. All right, we're recasting that. Goddard, who do you have?
Well, okay, so I did a few different casts. I think y'all got my text.
The Game of Thrones?
No. Game of Thrones. Pretty Woman. I think it's pretty good cast.
No.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
The whole thing? Or
no, just the guy.
Just
well, obviously, if you think of Barney, he's kind of a mean guy at the beginning, but he always comes back to protect her. So he's very much Aidan Gillian's character, Sansa's protector, what's his face? Littlefinger?
Yeah. Peter Baelish.
Peter Baelish.
Like, he's taking care of her. He is Barney. He, like, hates everyone.
I thought you were going to go with Tywin. That's what I was thinking you were going to go with.
Tywin could be it.
Yeah.
He's snarky. He's a little old.
He's also Mayor Carpetti.
But this guy is really old.
Yeah, he is old. I don't watch
He wasn't very old. Barney, you know, he was 50s.
I mean, he was the older one out of everybody.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, like, old man. Like,
okay. So him? Okay, Susan?
I'm going to go with, this is off the top of my head, but Richard Jenkins.
All right.
I like Richard Jenkins.
That's a good one.
I thought Paul Giamatti.
I thought of Richard Jenkins for Hector, but yes.
That's what I'm thinking for Hector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for Hector.
Yeah, I'm like,
don't think about Ivan's say.
All right, you?
I actually went with a more high-profile actor for this role.
This is for Hector, right?
Yeah.
For
okay.
Hector,
yeah.
You know, I went with George Clooney.
Why?
I mean,
he played Richard Gere's character.
He's going to be so distracting.
Too old.
Way too hot.
It'd be great to have someone like that in the key role, because that's someone that sort of helps her through the, you know.
But he's so, like, it's George Clooney and attractive, and it's like, I'd be wanting him with her.
Not unless you hear who the actual lead is.
I don't know about him.
Better than George. That's a lot. George
no, I think he could easily.
I like Jenkins. Jenkins would be
good.
Jenkins
is good.
I have Billy Crystal, is what I put.
It's way too
Billy Crystal, I like Richard Jenkins.
Richard Jenkins?
Have your
why is Billy Crystal old? He's the same age as Richard Jenkins.
And Richard Jenkins can start off, he has that, like.
No, I like Richard Jenkins too. I thought of him as well, so it's totally fine with Richard Jenkins.
Yeah, you got owned.
Okay. Which one next?
So I guess either
Kit.
Okay, Kit. Okay. Who originally played Kit?
I
Laura San
Giacomo. She was in Just Shoot Me.
Yep.
Okay.
I chose Kristen Bellotti from I guess Susan How I Met Mother. From How I Met Your Mother.
Who?
Kristen Bellotti.
Oh, she was the mother.
The brunette.
Yeah,
the mother.
She's cute. She's okay.
Okay.
She reminds me of Laura, you know, San Giacomo's character.
All right.
Not bad.
No.
Might be a little too young, but I liked.
Oh, you're not gonna like mine.
Arrested Development. Alia Shawkat.
Shawkat.
I think she's kind of like Kit was kind of like really quick. Like she was really funny, and that was kind of her role. Like she's a funny prostitute. So I'd want someone like that, or either one of the Broad City.
Alana girls. Or Abby.
Either one of those two chicks would be hilarious.
I like They're Alana. Hilarious. I'd do Elena. Elena's Glazer.
You'd do her?
No, I would pick her.
You'd do her too.
She's a Jew.
And then I also thought for Abigail Breslin.
You're going way young with all these.
My leads are kind of younger.
You're going to think mine's That's young.
Prostitutes are young, y'all. This isn't like
they were young, though, right? They were
She's
young.
21. They were playing like 18-year-olds.
They were playing 18-year-olds.
She was 21.
They were like 20s. They were playing in their 20s. I picked Emma Roberts for that, for Kit.
Which one is Emma
She's
Roberts?
Really hot,
Emma Roberts is Julia Roberts' niece. She's in Scream.
Oh, Emma okay. Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Emma. Yeah, Emma Roberts.
That's what I had to do for a kid.
I just think it'd be kind of. She's not going
to be good to have someone to throw back to Julia.
Yeah, throwback. You don't know who Emma Roberts is?
Try and picture her.
We're the Millers.
Oh,
she was in American Horror Story?
I got it.
American.
I got it.
Fox. And she was also in the Come On, Brian.
She was in. It's kind of a funny story?
Yeah.
I got it now.
She was also in.
I don't got it anymore. So, where were we picking?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Who'd you say?
Emma Roberts.
Yeah, what was your pick?
I didn't pick.
Oh, you didn't pick one, you won.
I like Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
It's a nice throw, right?
You picked Emma Roberts.
I like Elena's Glazer. Elena Glazer.
Alyssa
Bell. No, that's
Alyssa Bell.
Elena Glazer is.
She was Cousin Baby.
Alyssa?
That's. No.
Cousin Baby.
Ali Shaqua is
Elyssa Bell.
Elena Glazer is
Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts is way better.
What?
I'm going with Emma Roberts.
I like Aria Grainer.
I like her too.
Hilarious. She was a funny interview.
Do you like Emma Roberts?
Yeah, let's go with Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts is funny, and it's a good throwback.
I don't know why anyone likes Kristen Milotti, you guys. She's funny.
She's not bad, but she's not going to go with my pick for Julia Roberts.
I want a mother being a prostitute. Yeah. Let's talk about it a little bit.
All right.
Are you going with Elle Fanning? Is that
no, I'm not.
Elle Fanning.
I think I have a really good
So are we doing Philip Stuckey?
Yeah, Fanning.
Are we doing Philip
Stuckey? Yeah, Jason yeah. Alexander.
Yeah. I picked Josh Gad.
Josh Gad.
Me too.
Josh Gad.
Wow.
Yes, me too.
Wow.
You look marvelous. That's all I can sing is that.
That's three for Josh Gad, so we already won, but yeah. Give us your picks.
I said Louis C.K.
Oh.
Dude, I thought it'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
I said Paul Giamatti.
Because, him as a...
He's so old.
I like both those guys. Yeah. I like
it would be hilarious.
He would. I think Josh Gad would kill it though.
Or for my Game of Thrones, it's what's his face?
The bald dude.
The bald dude. the eunuch.
I
know what's his
the
name?
Guy who has no testicles.
Yeah, the eunuch.
So eunuch means Brian.
Oh, okay. One.
No more of that.
No more of that.
The power of love.
I pick Josh Gad.
I pick Josh Gad.
Yeah,
he's
creepy.
he has a giant head.
He would start off as like funny and then totally surprise you.
And try to rape her.
Be really creepy.
Right. He's Wozniak yeah. trying to rape her. Creepy.
It is creepy.
Sorry, we're moving on to Edward.
Yeah.
All right, Richard Gere. I went with these two, which. I'm probably get
I have a younger
four,
and
but
older,
I had
so.
I had two who have been in movies together.
Too bad.
No, the Julia Roberts character in him. So
you say Bradley Cooper. I knew it.
Bradley
Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
Terrible choice.
Oh, you want those two? Yo, are we saying the pair?
Well, Jennifer Lawrence, I actually have as a possible option.
Yeah, I think Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
I chose Miles Teller or Sam Rockwell. Wow.
Do the couple.
Huh?
Do the couple. Young.
Well, I would do Miles Teller with Emma Stone, and then Sam Rockwell with Jennifer Lawrence. So.
Do not remember Richard Gere had
not
great
Sam
hair.
Sam Rockwell at all.
That's fine. You can dye people's hair.
I'm a little bit older.
Okay.
He's young though. He just has great hair.
Ooh. All right.
Richard Gere.
He was 50.
Is he?
No, he's not.
No, he's not 50 in that movie.
He's like 30.
When did he come out?
Richard Gere's not
50.
1990.
Oh, no, he's like
40.
He's younger than that.
He's 30 or something.
Yeah.
Well, he's
65
now.
Have a little interracial love? Idris Elba?
No! You always say Idris Elba. Like, I always say Emma Stone, you always say Idris Elba.
Stringer Bell.
Yeah, 65 now. She was 40.
She was 40?
Yeah.
Daniel Craig? How about James Bond?
No.
Who's your couple? Who's your girl?
So the girls are younger, though.
You do the couple
do
together.
Couple. Okay. Couple.
So Idris Elba and Kate Mara.
No.
I like Kate Mara. No.
Not enough
personality.
Tatiana Maslany, the girl from
Orphan
God.
I actually thought of her. I didn't think of her. I haven't watched Orphan Black.
I like Emma Rossum from
Emma Stone.
Shameless.
I like Emmy Rossum better than Emma Stone.
That's terrible.
Emmy Rossum is excellent.
Emmy Rossum actually almost looks like Julia Roberts sometimes too.
But you don't want them to look these.
Well, she can play like where she's sexy, kind of dirty, and yet
silly,
innocent, and fun.
That's why I think Jennifer Lawrence would do it. But I like Emmy Rossum better.
Emma Stone, I stab my eyes out because that girl gets too many fucking.
I like Emmy Rossum.
I love Emma Stone.
Emmy Rossum is good too.
Also about Anna Kendrick, but I was
no. Rossum's better.
Emmy Rossum. Paired with Dan Stevens.
Emma Rossum can also put
the Dan
like you
Stevens.
Said, of course you pick Dan
of
Stevens.
Of course,
Dan Stevens would be so good.
Yeah, and not Dan Stevens, Miles Teller.
Better than Idris Elba.
Miles Teller.
If not Dan Stevens,
I took the bullet for you this time, so it's cool.
All right, hold on. Before you say that, I actually like Idris Elba because...
With Emmy Rossum?
Michael Fassbender. Hold on. Because Richard Gere was really supposed to play like a straight, just kind of like he wasn't had a, didn't have a lot of personality.
He should be a British guy.
It's not that Dan Stevens would be perfect for that.
Dan Stevens also British.
Well, we got to change it for the times, Brian.
I like Idris Elba.
The only reason why you want Dan Stevens is because you want that shirtless.
Yeah, you want the shirtless.
Because Dan is like Mr.
I know where Susan Head's going.
No. Okay, I have nothing. There's nothing wrong with Idris Elba, but if you're picking Emmy Rossum, really. Really, the two?
Yeah, why not?
I think has a better chance to seduce him.
How does that not work?
They don't look right together. She looks way younger than him. No, it's not like I'm
saying. Well,
Julia Roberts
was
21 in the movie.
Yeah, there was a big age.
There was at least a decade there.
Julia Roberts and Richard Gere did not look the same age.
The same age.
It has to be an older guy.
I just feel like...
Not necessarily. I feel like I went younger.
Okay, what's your couple?
I actually went younger. I actually went with Justin Timberlake in this with either Jennifer Lawrence or Blake Lively.
I love Blake Lively.
Because Blake Lively, I feel like she would be perfect for this role. Because he wants someone that's sort of like on the cusp of.
What about Imogen
Poots? Can relate to. That's sort of like what Jennifer.
No, not Imogen.
That's what Julia Roberts is all about.
I like Justin Timberlake.
Or Brian's favorite lady, Juno Temple. And I feel like Justin Timberlake has sort of like that. He kind of has that sort of pashash or whatever.
But he doesn't need that
panache that Richard Gere had then. Richard Gere kind of had that it factor, and that's what Justin Timberlake has now. And that's, back then, Richard Gere, that's what people went to because the Officer and Gentleman, they flocked to him because of his personality, and Justin Timberlake kind of has that sort
sexy
of modern, the modern times. Justin Timberlake has that modern times.
I like Jennifer Lawrence. I like Justin Timberlake. I like him in acting. I don't like him for this role.
Ben Affleck would make more sense.
I've thought about Ben Affleck, but I just think that everybody would disagree with me because I like Ben Affleck.
I think Ben Affleck would be good.
I like Ben Affleck. I wouldn't mind that.
But I like Idris better.
I don't.
Dressed up Idris Elba.
Not for this. And then my other backup for Richard Gere was Clive Owen.
I think he's a little too...
You know what?
I like Clive Owen a lot.
I'm going to recast Luther's two leads from the first season.
Luther.
He's fucking Elba.
I'm sticking with Emmy Rossum.
Blake Lively.
Emmy Rossum.
I'll
go with Emmy.
And Idris.
Rossum.
Not Idris.
Idris.
Who else can we...
Okay,
think about
let's
this.
Say, can we vote
what's wrong with Bradley Cooper?
No.
He's annoying, first of all.
Okay, here are the guys that I would consider. Miles Teller.
Nope.
Dan Stevens.
No, way too young.
Who else?
Christian Bale.
Michael Fassbender
would...
Fassbender, I can agree with.
He's older.
I would go with Fassbender.
Okay,
I'll go with
Fassbender.
Joel Kinnaman.
He's a good dresser. He's got big penis.
Kinnaman's the budget Fassbender.
Yeah. I said Fassbender. You guys were, meh. I can
pick
him. I said yay.
Shame on you, Gotti.
So you think Fassbender?
Wait, time out. There's an argument against either him or Idris. The big penis factor has got to be put in. This is a lonely man. Gotta go get an
exactly.
So James big penis man is not going to need loneliness.
They can do a stunt penis,
like small penis.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Small Dan.
Explain it.
What about James McAvoy?
He's got small penis. Let's go with that.
Not that. It's not about small penis. It's about him not having time for anything and him being like maybe the greatest
exactly.
woman at first.
What is wrong with James McAvoy? McAvoy.
Not James McAvoy.
McAvoy. But no, I agree, though. McAvoy is much younger than, like, Fassbender. Yeah. He's got an older look to him. Fassbender makes more sense. It needs to be a more gentleman, Idris Elba-like.
Colin Firth?
I do think...
Colin Firth would be awesome.
I don't like Colin Firth, that's why. I'm sorry. I love Colin Farrell.
No. Imagine Colin Farrell.
I love Colin.
Colin Farrell would be great.
I like Colin Firth way better. Holy God, Colin.
What if we have a more awkward guy? Like, he's so old compared to Eddie
Ross and you guys.
Why not George Clooney? Mr. Pimp himself. George Clooney is fucking Edward from Pretty Woman. Basically.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gross.
Really? As a duck? Geico.
All right. Okay. So, Colin Firth, Colin Farrell, Dan Stevens, Idris Elba.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Idris fucking Elba. Leo.
Dan Stevens or,
Miles
Colin Firth.
Definitely not Miles Teller.
No, not Miles, the other one.
Fassbender?
I guess it's kind of like Colin Farrell. I like Colin Farrell now.
Fassbender. Okay, in our new recast Pretty Woman, we have Richard Jenkins, Emma Roberts, Josh Gad, Emmy Rossum, and Michael Fassbender.
And Spike Jones is directing.
That would be a weird...
Spike's not...
Barry Levinson? Well, he's a...
Chris Bryant. Bill Lord and Chris Miller.
Who's like the romantic comedy director right now?
They would make that whole movie about dick jokes, I feel like.
Well, they did it with 21 Jump Street. They did it with Pretty Woman.
It's excellent.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Who is like the top romantic comedy director right now?
No.
They're all doing superhero movies, unfortunately.
They are.
500 Days of Summer guy. Him.
Oh,
Ryan Johnson.
Webb guy. What is that?
No. What's the kid from Spectacular Now? The Georgia guy. James Palm.
Vaughn Roberts. Jason Vaughn Roberts.
No. Ponslet. The guy from Spectacular Now.
James Ponslet.
That kid's
good. What about the guy directed Mud?
Oh, you want him to do it?
He doesn't make love stories.
But he could.
Why not Mark Webb?
And he can make this a little darker.
Mark Webb does really good love stories.
Mark Webb.
Or Austin when Brian Poyser made that cute little...
He needs to come back and do a nice romantic comedy because he would do so well in Spider-Man.
All right, and we...
Jeff Nichols.
What's the last good romantic comedy that we had?
I saw one recently, I feel like.
Was it Awful Truth? Or
is that... No, that's a terrible movie.
Awful Truth.
What was that? Spectacular Now was recent.
But is that a romantic comedy? That's a romantic comedy.
It's not a comedy for men.
I saw something recently. What came out?
Two Night Stand?
That was actually cute.
Because that's Miles Teller, that's why.
Just horrible in every way. All right.
That's fine. Well,
That's our cast, and that's our podcast. That's our 56th episode. Please find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Like us on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to do another podcast this upcoming Thursday with the head creative programmer for DIFF.
Artistic director?
James Faust. He will be here in the house studio, as you would say. And I guess a few of us will be here.
Thanks.
A few of us will be. We're looking forward to it, and we're going to talk all things DIFF on Thursday. We'll be back. Thank you again. We are the Multimedia Men and Women. Yes. Do we miss Gwen?
I miss Gwen.
Wow. How do we remember her face?
We do miss Gwen, right?
I miss Gwen.
I don't know her face.
We miss Gwen. We miss you, Gwen.
Gwen doesn't miss us.
Gwen does not miss us.
She just hobnobbed with other TV celebrities.
I'm pretty sure she texted that she missed us.
Did she? Oh,
that's true. You were the one that texted me. I'm sorry.
It was like two texts ago.
All right.
Sorry, Yadi.
We'll see y'all next week.